Mr. Elder, we have before us now, the committee has an amendment recommended by the law offices of David Chaptel, Anchorage, regarding transactions involving family members. Could you speak to this recommended public amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I spoke with some members, including Mr. Chaptel of the Anchorage Bar, who work in the area of estate planning and probate, and they're also fairly active in making filings with our division. And they indicated a desire to add an exemption, and this is the exemption they sent me, which would essentially exempt transactions involving only family members, and to a large extent, these are the way they are now. These are limited partnerships, often that are created and funded by parents and that go into children's and grandchildren's trust accounts and things like that. Currently, they may not fit an exemption, and the way it is now, the attorneys write us a letter and ask us not to take action against them for not registering the transactions, and we routinely provide that letter to them. And so, on that basis, we wouldn't have a problem with this. This simply says if you're doing something in the family, then we won't get involved. You're not doing it to the general public.
That makes sense. It sounds familiar, doesn't it, gentlemen? Don't want to be fooling with the family business. Right, Mr. Scribner-Cottery?
That's true.
I was looking through here for the number. Mr. Elder, it looks like there's 19 exemptions under the 0900.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This would go under 4555-900, which we have our exemptions, and in the bill, I think that would be at page 52, and it would probably we stop it at 19. This would probably be item number 20.
Exemption. Anyway, mark the amendment up to make this subsection 20. And then mark it up as amendment number 5. The chair would entertain a motion on amendment 5.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number 5.
Are there any objections to amendment number 5? Seeing none, so moved. Let's see, does that take up all the amendments so far? I believe it does. I've got a couple of questions myself. Could you explain to the committee, Mr. Elder, what the idea around the fiscal note and the notice and fee comments that are in your basic talking points and so forth? How is this money collected, and how would it be jeopardized by failure to adopt this bill, for the record, sir?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Before NISMIA passed in 1996, securities had to be either registered or exempted, and with that, they had to pay a registration fee or an exemption fee. When NISMIA passed and created the federal covered security, it defined a certain type of security that it calls a covered security, and it says that states may not register those securities. Well, if that's all it did, then they would no longer have to register in the state to sell those securities in the state, and wouldn't pay any fees. But Congress wanted NISMIA to be revenue neutral to the states, and so they said, even though the states can't register them, we will allow the states to require a notice filing so that the states will at least know that those securities are being offered here and pay a notice fee, which is roughly the same, equivalent to what they were paying before. The largest group by far and away, the largest group of securities affected here in Alaska are mutual funds. mutual funds that that are sold here in the past would be registered here and would file a registration and pay a registration fee. And currently, they give us a notice and pay a notice fee. That we can do that temporarily. That ability runs out in 1999. So that's why we have to amend our act now to do that. Those fees when we refer in our fiscal note to the revenues lost, 99.9% of the data that we're providing you is from mutual fund filings, and so they generate in excess of $4 million a year and have been growing at 14%.
Let me interject right there. So in the event that a mutual fund share is sold in the state, there's a ultimate payback to the state treasury, or is it because they register to do business in the state?
Because they register to sell their fund here, they pay a fee, and that fee, frankly, goes toward offsetting the cost to the state for investor protection and other things that make markets work well.
Is it based on the fact that they want to have the right to sell that fund in the state, or is it based on their volume, and is it an annual fee?
Mr. Chairman, first of all, it's the right to sell in the state. The fee in the past has been based on volume. It doesn't have to be. Some states do a flat fee.
It was like annual volume fee, but now it's going to be what?
Mr. Chairman, that is set by regulation. In the past, it's been a volume fee. In other words, the fee is in the past was $100 plus 0.1% of what you want to sell in Alaska, up to a maximum of $3,000, and that's what it's been. So it's been based on, if you want to register $100,000 worth of your fund, it's $200 essentially, and if you want to register $1 billion worth of your funds, then it'd be $3,100, and so that's what it's based on. A lot of states have been using and have started going to a flat fee, especially with the notices, and we very well may do that too. We'll consider it certainly. And as I said, in this case, the Investment Company Institute that represents mutual funds is supporting this legislation.
In the hopes that you set a flat fee.
Pardon me?
In the hopes that you'll be setting a flat fee.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, we have never spoken to them about the kind of fee we'll set.
Any further questions with other committee members? But this time we'll go ahead and adjourn. And appreciate your patience and testimony there, Sheldon. I'm going to block out some time this weekend to go through this thing with a big old rake, not a fine-tooth comb. If I have some questions, I'll try to contact you before the meeting, so we won't take up the time of the committee at the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll give staff my home phone number, and if you would like to call me at home, feel free to do that.
Okay, good. And then the committee members want to make sure they finished reading the bill by Monday, and if they have some more questions, we'll bring it up faster questions, and it'll be my intention to move it out that time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the committee.
With that, the Labor Commerce Committee is adjourned at 5:15.